Okay. After wishing everyone a Shavua Tov. Just to review, Rabbeinu Yonah, and we spent a lot of time on this, holds that for certain mitzvahs, the night begins with Shkiyas Achar. So, for example, for the mitzvah of Mairiv, for the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema, even for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of the paragraph that starts Ella, and we want to emphasize the fact that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Beis HaKnesses, we can recite Kriyat Shema in Birchos Seha and Tefillah, and we can be Yotze the mitzvos of Birchas Kriyat Shema and of Tefillah, despite the fact that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself, on a Doraisa level, has to wait till when? Yes. Till Tzeis HaKochav. And then Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. Lo yechavein lotzeis yidei chovas kriyat shma bosa kriya. He should not have kavana. Right, the paragraph that starts Ella. Again, I'm not going to read every word, so you'll have to follow inside because I skip around. And the mitzvah of kriyat shma he fulfill later on when he gets home after Tzeis HaKochav. And then Rabbeinu Yonah gives us a little bit of a Musar push. He says that when we recite Kriyat Shema in our homes, after Tzeis HaKochavim, we should have Mora, we should have the fear of God, Kavanas Halev, etc., etc. Then, after he has a discussion here about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, then he quotes Rav Amram Gon. And the Kosef of Amram Gon, this is about six lines down in the paragraph that starts Ella. Shebishah shekorei osa yivarech asher kidshanu v'mitzvosa v'tzivano likro kriyashma. Which is a standard nusach of what? Birkat HaMitzvah. Exactly. So Rav Amram Gon says the following. It's all fine and dandy that you are postponing kriyashma on a Doraisa level until after Tzeis HaKochavim. And you're going to come home from shul, wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, and then recite Kriyat Shema. But, says Rav Amram Gon, what about a Birchas HaMitzvah? Kriyat Shema needs a Birchas HaMitzvah. We're going to have a whole bunch of questions to ask on this Rav Amram Gon. But first, let's see how Rabbeinu Yonah responds to Rav Amram Gon. Because right now, we're focused on the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. And then we'll get back to Rav Amram Gon. He says, "V'omer Moria Rav she'ein zen nachon," that Rav Amram Gon is incorrect. Shebracha zulo matzino osa b'shum makom. We look through Shas and we don't find any source for this bracha that's been formulated by Rav Amram Gon. He's making up a bracha that doesn't exist. We don't know of a bracha asher kidshanu mitzvosa v'tzivanu likro kriyat shma. Ulefichach nira li. Now at this point, if I would have stopped, I would have assumed that, you know, what's coming around the bend, if I would try to anticipate, is that Rabbeinu Yonah is going to say, there is no bracha on Kriyat Shema other than Birchas Kriyat Shema. But that's not exactly what he's going to tell us. Did you see this, Rabbeinu Yonah?
Yeah.
Well, what is he going to require? Is he going to just drop the bracha on Kriyat Shema Lachatzeis? No. What's he going to have? Avas Olam. Or Avarab. Again, it depends, Chakras and Meir, but in the case of Meir, Avas Olam. He says, "Lefichach nirali, nirala." Excuse me. Sheyoser nachon sheyomar avas olam. Why? Sheniskina etzla, meaning it has a connection to Kriyat Shema. The afilu al kriyas hapsukim, o kriyas talmid Torah matzinu. And here he quotes a sugya later on at Afyud Alpha Midbeis. Sheniftar nibracha ba'amirasa. What bracha are you putter from when you recite Avas Olam? Birchas Torah, exactly, because the Gemara says, Hishkim likros kodim Hishkim Likros, his Kodem Shekar Kriyat Shema, if he's learning Torah before he recites Kriyat Shema, Tzarech Levarech, he cannot learn Torah without first reciting Birchas HaTorah. But Liacha Shekar Kriyat Shema, let's say he wants to learn Torah after Kriyat Shema, Ein Tzarech Levarech, he doesn't need Birchas HaTorah. My timer, Shekvar Niftar be Ava Rabba, because Ava Rabba, in this case we're talking about Shacharis, is a substitute for Birchas HaTorah. So let's just summarize. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Birchas Kriyat Shema, we're talking about the first bracha, whether it be the we're talking about the second bracha, I'm sorry. Whether it be in the case of Shacharis is Ava Rabba, in the case of Ma'ariv it's Avas Olam, whichever the case may be, is a substitute for the Birchas HaTorah. And that is something that is engendered by Kriyat Shema. It's related to Kriyat Shema. We're going to make a bracha on Talmud Torah related to Kriyat Shema. And it's also going to serve to replace Birchas HaTorah in a situation where he recited this bracha before Birchas HaTorah. And Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to conclude, therefore, that if he recites Birchas Kriyat Shema before Tzeis HaKochavim, when he's davening together with the Tzibur, now he has to recite Kriyat Shema again, Bebeso, after Tzeis HaKochavim, not the way Rav Amram would have it, that he should start with the Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekinshanu Mitzosav Tzivanu, Likros Kriyat Shema, that bracha doesn't exist, but he should recite the bracha of Avas Olam, which was established for Kriyat Shema, and it is the Birchas HaTorah. It would sound like Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming that since reciting Kriyat Shema is a kium of Talmud Torah, I mean, after all, Kriyat Shema at the end of the day is part of Torah, therefore it requires a Birchas HaTorah. But let's not recite Birchas HaTorah, that he recited already in the morning. Let's recite instead of Birchas HaTorah another bracha, which is specifically related to Kriyat Shema, but yet it serves at the same time as a Birchas HaTorah. So to summarize the machlokas here between Rav Amram Gon and Rabbeinu Yonah, whereas Rav Amram Gon requires when he recites Kriyat Shema after Tzeis HaKochav Mebeso a Birchas HaMitzvah, Rabbeinu Yonah requires not a Birchas HaMitzvah in the classical sense, but rather a Birchas HaTorah, and specifically which Birchas HaTorah? The bracha of Avas Olam. And I want to raise with you the following question. Again, there are many, many questions that you could raise, but I'm bothered by the following question. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you could be Yotze the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema even before nightfall. So he already has a bracha, including Avas Olam, of course, and he read that before Tzeis HaKochavim, Bebeis HaKnesses, and he fulfilled his mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's shita. If that be the case, why is he repeating the same bracha twice? It's very odd. Again, we have our problems with Rav Amram Gon, because Rav Amram Gon seems to be creating a bracha that doesn't exist. Nevertheless, we have an equally difficult problem with Rabbeinu Yonah, because if the bracha, we'll see this later on, Rav Haigon, if the bracha that he recited before Tzeis HaKochavim on Kriyat Shema, Birchas Kriyat Shema was meaningless, and he wasn't Yotze as Chiyuv of Birchas Kriyat Shema, then I understand that he needs a bracha over Kriyat Shema. But if that be the case, he would need all the brachas over Kriyat Shema. Obviously, Rabbeinu Yonah says he was Yotze the Chiyuv of Birchas Kriyat Shema when? After Shkiyas Achama, before Tzeis HaKochavim, the Beis HaKnesses. So why does he have to recite another bracha? And it's the same exact bracha that he... Rabosai, just dramatize it. Imagine if in Beis HaKnesses, they daven 5 to 7, and Tzeis HaKochavim is 7 o'clock. So there'll be a 5-minute break between the first Avas Olam and the second Avas Olam. It doesn't matter. The numbers don't matter. Why is he reciting the same bracha twice? And what's the answer, Rabosai? How is the second bracha The second time that he repeats Abba Solom, radically different, fundamentally different than the first time he recited Abba Solom.
Correct.
The first Birchas Kriyat Shema, the first Abba Solom that he recited before Tzeis, that's related to Kriyat Shema. The second time he recites Ava Rabba, that's related to what mitzvah? Talmud Torah. Because Kriyat Shema is Talmud Torah. And here we have to ask ourselves the following question. What do you mean it's related to Talmud Torah? I already recited a bracha on Talmud Torah. When did I recite a bracha on Talmud Torah? In the morning. That morning. Does a person have to recite Talmud Torah, bracha on Talmud Torah, every single time he learns? In fact, Tosis raises this question. I want to just point this out to you. It's not the craziest question in the world. If you'll turn for a moment to Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Tosis actually addresses this question. Why is it that I have to recite, it's sufficient to recite Birchas HaTorah once in a day? And his paradigm for this question is Sukkah. How many times do you make a bracha on Sukkah? Every time you go into the Sukkah. Assuming that, you know, in the meantime you went out, you took a break, you maybe had a job, again if it's a Dover Avod, whatever it is. And then Tosis says the following, Vim Tomar, it's about... midway through the Tosfos Dima Maskel Shekvar, Maishna Misuka Shetzarech Levarech Al Kol Seuda Useuda Leishev Basuka. So we repeat the bracha over and over again. And in the case of Talmud Torah, every time I sit down and I learn, I was yotze already in the morning. I don't have to repeat Birchas HaTorah. V'yesh Lomar Deshaini Torah She'eno Miyayish Daito. It means there's no Hesek Hadas. By the way, if we had time for a Musa Shmuz on this, there's a beautiful idea here that's written between the lines. You could blink and miss it. Basically, a person dedicates his entire day to Talmud Torah. I don't care where he is. I don't care what he's doing. He's working. He's doing this and that. He's being Mavakar Chol. Whatever he's doing during the course of the day, he's always involved in Talmud Torah because he's not allowed to be Mesiach Das from Talmud Torah. And therefore, Kol Shah, the Kol Shah Adam Mechuyev Lilmod, Dechsiv, V'Gisa Bo Yom V'Laila, V'Havi Kamo Yoshev Kol Yom V'Lo Hefzik, Pilei Ploim. This Tosis is unbelievable. Tosis is saying no matter what you're doing during the day, Harvey, you're a dentist, right? So you're drilling teeth, but you haven't stopped learning. You're still learning. Right? That's what he says, V'Lo Hefzik. And that's Lasso Kedivta. Excellent. So, B'Kitzar Maisa, what we get from this Tosis, and now we'll go back to Rabbeinu Yonah, is that Talmud Torah does not require a new bracha every single time I sit down and I learn. So the question now arises, if one bracha on the Torah suffices for my entire day, why does Rabbeinu Yonah insist that I need to recite the bracha of Avas Olam a second time? In the case where I'm reciting Birchas Kriyat Shema before Tzeis, and now I'm reciting Kriyat Shema, which is no worse than Torah, and now it requires a second round of Birchas HaTorah. In this case, which Birchas HaTorah is the bracha for Kriyat Shema? Avas Olam. And yet, I not yotze with the Birchas HaTorah that I recited in the morning. That's the question that I wanted to raise. Now, first of all, before we answer that question, is it really true that when I recite Kriyat Shema, I fulfill the mitzvah Talmud Torah? So for that, I want to quote to you Yerushalmi. This is a very famous Yerushalmi. It's the only Yerushalmi I know. So the Yerushalmi says, in the first parak of Brachos, the Yerushalmi says, in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Anu sha'oski b'talmud Torah, afilu l'kriyat Shema einon mafsik. We're not mafsik our Torah study for the sake of Kriyat Shema. And the Gemara asks a barrage of questions. I mean, what are you going to tell me that I'm not going to stop to take a lulav because I'm learning Torah? What about the principle of halomina shalom anas lasos? So the Gemara answers, Taima de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, zeshinun v'zeshinun, v'ein mevatlin shinun mipnei shinun. This is learning Torah and that's learning Torah. In other words, whether I'm learning Shnayim Oksim Vitalis, or I'm reading Kriyat Shema, in both cases that's called Shinun. It's a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. And why should I drop one Talmud Torah for the sake of another Talmud Torah? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If the Torah says, say Kriyat Shema,
and Torah says learn Torah, those two different things.
Yes, so the Torah is saying like this. You have two choices. You can learn Torah the whole day and you don't have to stop for Kriyat Shema because that's also Torah. Or, again, you listen to what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is saying. It's not Berzon. If Berzon says it, you throw me out. But I'm just saying what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says is that you have two choices. Either dedicate yourself to Talmud Torah and drop what? Kriyat Shema, ain't no mafsichel in Kriyat Shema. Or if you're not dedicated to Torah study at some point during the day, you take a little break, then you chayev in Kriyat Shema. But Rabosai, what do we see from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Just let's put on our mathematical thinking caps. I'm afraid that, gentlemen, you relate to this too emotionally, which is good, but not for this context. Here we have to use pure intellect. What do we see from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai about Kriyat Shema?
It's Torah.
It's called Shinun. And in fact, even without the Yushalmi, I would have told you this. And I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara tells me that Rabbi Yonah quotes that if I've already recited Birchas Kriyat Shema, I was already Yotzei my Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. You see clearly that there's a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah in Kriyat Shema. That's why the Bracha on Kriyat Shema, in this case Avos Olam at night, or Avraham in the morning, is a Birchas HaTorah. Substituting for Birchas HaTorah. I can go ahead and learn without Birchas HaTorah because I already fulfilled Birchas HaTorah. What's the relationship between this Bracha and Talmud Torah? The answer is because Kriyat Shema itself is Talmud Torah. Stach Rabosai comes out, according to Rabbi Yonah, something unbelievable. That in the Brach of Ava Rabba, or the Brach of Avos Olam, we have two different kiyumim. One is a kiyum of Kriyat Shema, which means it's part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And Rabbi Yonah holds that even before the stars come out, I can be Yotzi the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim of what? Of Birchas Kriyat Shema. When the Rabbanan instituted that mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema as part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, the night begins with Shkiyas HaChama. And even though it's not yet Seis, I can fulfill my bracha as a kiyum of what? Of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. But then the bracha takes on another meaning. It has a different kiyum to it. What's the kiyum? What do I fulfill by reciting this bracha? Not only Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is part of the Cheftz of Kriyat Shema, but at the same time, I fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, because this bracha, in addition to being connected to Kriyat Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, is a kiyum of what? Of Birchas HaTorah. Yistach says Rabbeinu Yonah, normally, we fulfill both kiyumim b'maka achas with one recitation, but lu yitzur, if it turns out that Birchas Kriyat Shema is necessary b'toras Talmud Torah, and that is because although I was Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema on the first round with regard to the mitzvah d'rabbanon of Kriyat Shema, meaning the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim before Tzeis HaKokom, which is purely rabbinic in nature, engenders a kiyum of Birchas Kriyat Shema b'toras Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. When I get to Kriyat Shema at night, which is a chiyuv d'oraisa, insofar as Kriyas Shema is Talmud Torah, I need a Birchas HaTorah. I need a Birchas HaTorah. But now you'll ask me, what do you mean I need a Birchas HaTorah? I already recited Birchas HaTorah. Stoch Rabbeinu Yonah understands that there's general Talmud Torah, v'gisa b'yom v'layla, and for sure there's no need to repeat that bracha more than once a day. But there's a different kind of Birchas HaTorah. There's a Birchas HaTorah that relates to these specific parshios. These parshios, insofar as they create an entity called Kriyat Shema, and that entity is an entity of Talmud Torah, they engender a chiyuv bracha b'toras Birchas HaTorah miyuchedes. It's a separate, singular Birchas HaTorah that separates itself from Birchas HaTorah in general, meaning Asher Bach Arbanu, etc., etc. And this mitzvah of reciting these specific parshios as an entity of Kriyat Shema engenders a new chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, which I cannot fulfill with the Birchas HaTorah that I recited on Talmud Torah. In other words, Rabosa, what we're saying is that Talmud Torah itself has two different parts to it. One part of Talmud Torah is Kala Torah Kula. There's another part of Talmud Torah that's Kriyat Shema B'Parshiyos Se'ah. That Kriyat Shema B'Parshiyos Se'ah is a new entity of Torah. It's a Torah that has its own status and emerges as its own cheft, its own entity, and it requires its own Birchas HaTorah. And once I have not fulfilled my mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Mibod Yom in the Beis HaKnesses before Tseis, I'm obligated midoraisa to recite Kriyat Shema. After Tseis HaKochavim, that Kriyat Shema engenders a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a unique mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that is mechayev me to recite the Birchas HaTorah for this specific Torah, and which bracha was established as the bracha of Talmud Torah of this specific Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah of Kriyat Shema, is Avas Olam. That's the bracha. So in other words, as far as my kiyum of Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Kriyat Shema is concerned, meaning Birchas Kriyat Shema as a rabbinic invention for the purpose of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, which may terminate and culminate according to Rabbeinu Yonah in Smichus Gula Tefillah, because again, Zman Tefillas Arba is going to Rabbeinu Yonah, is after Shkia before it says. That's one Kiyum of Birchas Kriyat Shema, and that I've obtained. Why am I reciting the same bracha again? 5 minutes ago, or a half hour ago, I recited Avas Olam. Why am I reciting it again? What am I, a Tuki? The answer is, because now with Kriyat Shema Do'oraisa, I have a new entity of Talmud Torah, and that Talmud Torah requires its own bracha. Which bracha? Not the general bracha of Birchas HaTorah, but rather that unique bracha that was established on the Talmud Torah of Kriyat Shema. The entity of Kriyat Shema is a separate entity of Talmud Torah, and it requires its own bracha. Which bracha was established for that separate entity of Talmud Torah, which is called Kriyat Shema, is Avas Olam. Therefore, I have not fulfilled my obligation of Birchas HaTorah by reciting the bracha in the morning of Lasok B'Divrei Torah. I need another bracha, namely Avas Olam for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, which is only after Tseis HaKochavim.
What's his source for that? Even like Rav Avram, because he didn't have a source for this bracha. But where's his source for such a thing? Is it Chom Misaki and Avas Olam for Kriyat?
Otherwise, how can you be Yotzi with Avas Olam?
I understand the logic, but where's the source?
The Gemara says it. Yotzi Birchas Kriyat Shema with Ava Rabba. So it means that obviously Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaTorah. You don't need another source for that. Rabbeinu Yonah is absolutely convinced, and there's not a shadow of a doubt, that Birchas Kriyat Shema is a kiyum of Birchas Talmud Torah. It substitutes for Talmud Torah because the very nature of that.
But he's clenching to say that the Birchas Kriyat Shema of Deraisa is also an Indian Talmud Torah. Just say it's a Mitzvah Deraisa. I don't need a Birchas HaTorah because it's not Torah. It's Kriyat Shema Deraisa, and I'm done. No bracha.
But again, if there's no unique mitzvah, if Kriyat Shema doesn't emerge, separate itself from general Talmud Torah, and emerge as a new entity of Talmud Torah, why is Birchas Kriyat Shema a substitute for Birchas HaTorah? The only way that you can justify that Birchas Kriyat Shema, again, I'm not going through every single time on Birchas HaTorah, you'll fill in the blanks, but if Birchas Kriyat Shema is a substitute for Birchas HaTorah, it must be that there's a Kiyum Talmud Torah in Kriyat Shema. Otherwise, it's absolutely absurd to say that this bracha could substitute for Birchas HaTorah. Is only possible, and therefore if I already recited this bracha, I don't recite Birchas HaTorah. It's only possible, it's only meaningful if, as the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi, Hai Shinun V'Hai Shinun. The difference though is Hai Shinun V'Hai Shinun is one Shinun is a general Shinun, and the other Shinun is a specific Shinun. And therefore Birchas Kriyat Shema takes on a double entity. It's like Clark Kent and Superman. It has two different personalities to it. On the one hand, it's Birchas Kriyat Shema as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, I admit to you, you can be Yotzi that Beveis HaKnesses before Tseis HaKochavim. But on the other hand, since Kriyat Shema itself requires Laila, meaning Tseis HaKochavim, well, where's the special Birchas HaTorah on that Cheft of Kriyat Shema? I didn't recite that. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, true, Rav Amram God is coming up with a brand new bracha that doesn't exist. But the Birchas HaTorah of Kriyat Shema exists. And that's the bracha of Avas Olam. Beautiful Shita, Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know why you're upset about it. Right?
How does Rabbeinu Yonah then say, well, you can only do two, you don't have to do the third. how do you put a limit on what this creates, what this Yuma Torah is, one paragraph, two paragraphs? I don't understand.
Well, now you're asking a different question, Mitch. What is the entity of Kriyat Shema? It's either two parshas or three parshas in Rabbeinu Yonah. The third parsha, you have to understand, is that a parsha of Kabbalah Sol Balch HaShemayim, and it's part of the entity of Kriyat Shema, and I grant you it could be very possible that it is? Or should I say that no, the third parsha is only engendered by what mitzvah? Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the entity of Kriyat Shema as a separate entity is only two parshas? But that's a secondary question, which I don't know why that should bother you at this particular juncture.
Because you're defining it as Lima Torah, and now you're saying, yeah, it's Lima Torah, but Lima Torah requires two paragraphs, one sentence. How do you put a limit when you say you split the entity of Lima
Torah? No, I'm saying whatever, you have to answer one question, and whatever your answer to that question will determine what is the Talmud Torah of Kriyat Shema. First, you have to answer the first question, what is Kriyat Shema? Is Kriyat Shema one pasuk? Is it one parsha? Is it two parshas? Is it three parshas? Whatever your answer is, let's, for argument's sake, if you'll grant me this, the entity of Kriyat Shema is two parshas, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you grant me that. Okay? So that is the entity of Talmud Torah. This new heft of Talmud Torah that requires its own brach of Talmud Torah is two parshas. Whenever you recite the... I would tell you this. What would be, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if let's say... I wake up in the morning and I want to recite Kriyat Shema very early for whatever reason. I would say that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, even though he knows he's going to recite Kriyat Shema later on in the Beis HaKnesses, he would still have to recite Ava Rava in this case. Because again, if he's creating an entity of Kriyat Shema, he needs Birchas HaTorah.
And what's this Yura and Mora?
Yura and Mora is something else, Mitch. I don't know. Yura and Mitch. Hold on a second. Yura and Mora has to do with Kriyat Shema. That has nothing to do with what we're discussing today. But Benny Yon, in his introduction, he says that you have to know that the real Kriyat Shema is not the one that you recited in Beis HaKnesses, Mibo Jom. The real Kriyat Shema please stand up? The real Kriyat Shema is the one that you recite in Seis HaKokoven. So Benny Yon gives us a Musa Shmuz, he gives us some Chizuk. When you're reciting the mitzvah, when you're reciting Kriyat Shema, B'Torah's mitzvah is Kriyat Shema. Because the Torah says, B'Shal B'Chav Kumecha, you better have the right Kavana with Mora Shema. I don't know why that should bother.
But we flipped the whole concept of what Kriyat Shema is as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim to now it's Lima Torah instead of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim.
No, I'm not rejecting. No, wait a second, Mitch. Don't misunderstand me. Forget about the Beis HaKnesses. What would be in a normal situation where they wait until Tzeis HaKokom to Dav Meir? Okay, when I say normal, I mean, just a classical situation. You come into the Beis HaKnesses and you daven Meiriv. Is doch the Birchas Kriyat Shema, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that you're going to recite are on two different kiyumim. One kiyum is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and the other kiyum is the entity of Kriyat Shema. Those parshios become an entity of Torah that requires its own Birchas HaTorah. And in that sense, I killed two birds with one stone. In the classical case, where I daven Meiriv after Tzeis, with one bird, with one recitation of Avas Olam, I fulfilled two different mitzvahs at the same time. It's not the only time that happens in halacha. When you eat matzah on Leil HaPesach, you get two different mitzvahs. You get the mitzvah of matzah, and you get the mitzvah of being kovei asuda for Simchas Yotam. But okay, I don't want to get off intention. Rabbi, did you want to say something?
What's machayev to develop this idea?
What's machayev him is that he would like to see the bracha of Avas Olam engendered and recited whenever there is a kiyum mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Doesn't want, because Kriyat Shema is shinun, and if Kriyat Shema is shinun, you have to have a bracha on the shinun. You made a bracha on Talmud Torah. That's a different mitzvah. That's a mitzvah vigisa boyoma v'layla. Here, for example, how many times a day do I recite Kriyat Shema? Once. Talmud Torah, says Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, is one continuous entity from the beginning of the day when I wake up until the end of the day. And no matter how many different interruptions I take in the middle of the day, I take a break here, break there, it's all one entity of Talmud Torah. But Kriyat Shema has two entities. And each one of those entities requires a bracha insofar as Kriyat Shema is Shinun. And that's why the bracha that was established is a Birchas HaTorah. Because this Torah is a separate entity of Torah. It's not swallowed up into the anonymous, nameless, faceless Talmud Torah of Sugyas and Shas or Zohar, whatever you like to learn. This is a separate entity of Torah that requires its own book. I'll give you another example, Rabbi Osai. Did you know, I think you may have seen this, that there are some Rishonim, this famous in the name of the Rav Yoh, one of the Balei HaTosfos, that before Mincha, they recited Kriyat Shema. Did you know that? Instead of Ashrei. We have Ashrei before Mincha. The Rav Yoh says that there was a Minhag in his parts to recite Kriyat Shema before Mincha, instead of Ashrei.
With bracha?
No, without bracha. Well, that's what I'm about to ask. Go ahead, Michael. What are you about to say? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, absolutely. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you need a bracha before the Kriyat Shema, or maybe not. Maybe not. I'll tell you what. Yeah, Avi, why not?
Because the Kriyat Shema requires it twice a day. It's the special mitzvah of Shina.
Oh, correct. A special mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, meaning the minhag of reciting Kriyat Shema before Mincha is not an entity of Kriyat Shema. The entity of Kriyat Shema will fulfill later on. And he fulfilled it the next morning. V'shavachav kumecha. Ela is halacha shelo yamad l'tfila ela mitoch divrei Torah. So I don't know if the divrei Torah have to be Kriyat Shema as a separate entity, and that's what this minhag is pushing for, or no. Kriyat Shema b'Torah is Talmud Torah. It's part of the universal halacha of Talmud Torah. Ein omdin l'spal ela mitoch divrei Torah. Our minhag is Ashrei. The Rav Yoh had a minhag of Kriyat Shema. What difference does it make? There's no difference between Ashrei and Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is part of Talmud Torah. No, I'm suggesting that there are two. I'm suggesting two approaches. One approach would say that when I recite Kriyat Shema, any time I recite those two parashiyos, it automatically comes under a new entity. It's a heft of Kriyat Shema, and it requires a bracha. That's one way of saying. The other way of saying is that Kriyat Shema is also part of the Torah. It doesn't separate itself from the Torah as a new personality, as a new character. It's part of Talmud Torah. In the same way that Aminig is to recite Ashrei, the Aminig was to recite Kriyat Shema. Again, you could say a whole Torah, why? But that was the Minig, and the Rav Yoh says that's the Minig that he was familiar with. That they recited Kriyat Shema before Tfilas Mincha. Would that recitation of Kriyat Shema require a bracha of Avas Olam or Avas Rabba? I don't know. I would say maybe not, because Kriyat Shema he has in the morning, he has Kriyat Shema again in the evening, and the bracha of Ava Rab and Ava Solom, those two brachas he will recite on the separate entity of Kriyat Shema. Here it's a different halacha. Einom dim lispal el mitoch devaita. Okay, Rav Osai, let's start with Rav Amram Gon. So Rav Amram Gon says what? Kriyat Shema needs a birchas mitzvah. Basically, Rav Amram Gon is standing on the rooftops and he's screaming, why is Kriyat Shema inferior to any other mitzvah in the Torah? Every mitzvah in the Torah and every mitzvah in the Rabbanah requires a birchas mitzvah. Why should Kriyat Shema fall shy of any mitzvah in the Torah? But I don't get it. Something is very odd about Rav Amram Gon. If I recite Kriyat Shema, and I daven Ma'ariv, the whole King Kaboodle, after Tzeis HaKochav. Do I recite, according to Rav Amram Gon, do I recite a Birchas HaMitzvah?
No.
There's only one scenario. Again, it's quite common. I'm just saying it's not a rare commodity. In which Rabbeinu Amram Gon tells me that I have to recite Asher Kidshonu Mitzvos V'Tzivonu. When is that? When I recite... I recite Kriyat Shema in Birchoseo before Tzeis HaKochavim. Rav Amram Gon holds like Rashi that I can only be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and Rabbeinu Yonah, that I can only be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Doraisa after Tzeis HaKochavim. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, what pops up? A Birchas HaMitzvah. Wait a second. In the classical case, Birchas Kriyat Shema substitutes, even according to Rav Amram Gon, for a Birchas HaMitzvah. All of a sudden, I'm Yotze, again, keep in mind, Rav Amram Gaon does not deny, he doesn't poo-poo, as we'll soon see, don't confuse him with Rav Haigon, he doesn't poo-poo the Birchas Kriyat Shema Mibodyon. He's on the same page with all the Rishonim that we saw until now, that you could be Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema Mibodyon before Tseis HaKocho. So I was Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema already. And had I read the Birchas Kriyat Shema after Tseis HaKochov, Rav Amram Gaon picks up his hands and he admits that there would be no need for a Birchas HaMitzvah. But in this case, I read Birchas Kriyat Shema before Tseis, meaning I was Yotzei the Chiyuv of Birchas Kriyat Shema, and Birchas Kriyat Shema universally substitutes for a Birchas HaMitzvah. Why then, in this scenario where I'm reciting Kriyat Shema after Tseis, is mana to be Yotzei Kriyat Shema Doraisa, all of a sudden I need a Birchas HaMitzvah? What happened to Birchas HaTorah? I'm sorry, what happened to Birchas Kriyat Shema that I recited before Tseis?
But that was on the Kriyat Shema before. Now it's a Kriyat Shema of the Doraisa, and it requires a bracha. The fact that you can see this bracha before, you have nothing.
So apparently Rav Amram Gaon holds like this, that there are two different mitzvos that require a bracha. Each one requires a bracha. Okay? On the one hand, I have birchas kriyat shema before tzeis hakochavim, shall we say, as part of the mitzvah of tefillah. Okay, well, we'll see if that as part of the mitzvah of tefillah. So Rav Amram Gaon holds that insofar as the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema is part of the mitzvah of tefillah, so the Rabbanim were misaken that mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema with a bracha. But I wasn't Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That I'm going to be Yotze when? After Tzeis HaKochavim. Oh, says Rav Amram Gaon, there are too many Gaonim here, there are too many geniuses here. Says Rav Amram Gaon, wait a minute, I was Yotze Birchas Kriyat Shema as part of Tefillah, and I'm willing to recognize that Birchas Kriyat Shema has a meaning, has a kiyum, even disconnected with Kriyat Shema itself, because Kriyat Shema itself I need Tseis HaKochavim. Says Rav Amram Gaon, for whatever reason I can't repeat Birchas Kriyat Shema a second time, that I can't do, but I need a bracha, because Kriyat Shema is not inferior. So in other words, like this, to some extent, Birchas Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah unto itself, and that I can fulfill even before it says. I mean, you could always ask the question, again, I don't want to distract you, but you could always ask the question, well, if Birchas Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah unto itself, why doesn't it deserve a Birchas HaMitzvah? Its own Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, but let me not confuse you. I want to come back to that question. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, what about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, I'm not Yotzi until after it says, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires a bracha. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, wait a minute. There's no need for a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema. Even in this case, where Kriyat Shema is being postponed, is being suspended until when? Till after Tseis HaKochavim, there's no need for a Birchas HaMitzvah. We didn't find this bracha anywhere in Shas. So, what's going on in this machlok? Because, I mean, on the one hand, Rabbeinu Yonah is on the same page as Rav Amram Gaon in that, insofar as the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires what? Tseis HaKochavim. So it means you weren't Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, B'shal Becha, until what? Till classical Lila, if we can call it that, with Tseis HaKochavim. I would assume, until I know otherwise, that Kriyat Shema is not inferior to any other mitzvah, it requires a Birchas HaMitzvah. And yet, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah in this case. I think, and we'll go through Rabbeinu Yonah inside, that the only answer to that question is somehow Birchas Kriyat Shema. But wait a second. The Birchas Kriyat Shema that I recited, Nivod Yom, how would that exempt me from Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriyat Shema after Tseis HaKochavim? That's what I can't figure out. In other words, I think that Rav Amram Gon, in a certain sense, has a compelling argument here. Because the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyashma could be Yotzei before Tzeis. Fine. But that Birchas Kriyashma could not pata me up from the general chiyuv of being mevarech on a mitzvah. In this case, Kriyat Shema is a specific case in point, which is only fulfilled after Tzeis HaKochom, which requires its own bracha. What I'm looking for now is the counter argument of Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's look inside. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say much. He says the following. He says, "V'omer mori harav she'ein zeh nachon shebracha zulo matzinu osa bishum." It's a technical argument, but it doesn't really answer the question. The question is, why is this mitzvah different? My manishtana mitzvah kriyashma, we call mitzvah Torah, that it doesn't require brachas on mitzvah. You haven't answered that question. I don't know an answer to that question.
First of all, is there a bracha lasas makke in the Gemara?
I think there is. Yeah, I have to go through it. Yeah. If it's not in the Gemara, then it's certainly in the Tosefta. You know, Tosefta has a long list of all the Nusach HaBrachas.
Yeah.
And I think there's Machlokas Rishonim what the Girs is, whether you make... whether you say,
but
I think so. I mean, again, we'll have to check
it out. This is the only bracha that Rav Amram says that's Yotze Min HaKlal.
Yeah, but look how Rabbeinu Yonah explains it.
So I can explain why.
Wait, before you explain why, let's just see the language of Rabbeinu Yonah, okay then? Is that okay? Because otherwise I'm not on the same wavelength. So Rabbi, you're on deck. As soon as we read Rabbeinu Yonah, you're next. He says, Ulefichach nira li sheyoser nachon sheyomer avas olam shenitkana etzla. Afilu al kriyas apsukim or kriyas Talmud Torah matzisha niftar mi bracha ba mi rasa kidamrinon hishkim likros kodem shekara kriyachma tzarech levarech liachar shekara kriyas. But if he liachar shekara kriyachma ain tzarech levarech my taima shekvar niftar bi avarabo. That's about all he says. Am I right? So the floor is yours now, Rabbi. I mean, because he doesn't say much beyond that.
My thought was that we don't make a bracha levarach birkat hamazon.
Oh, excellent.
Okay? Because it's in the form of bracha itself.
Excellent.
So by birchas kriyashma, you also don't say bracha because
excellent.
Because birchas kriyashma, you don't make a bracha on a bracha. And
correct.
That was built in as part and parcel of kriyashma. Now, the normal way of saying that is by davening Maariv. It's the exception later on in history that they davened Maariv earlier.
Right.
And the rabbis weren't mesakim by that Yotzei Min HaKlal. They were mesakim that the brachas of Kriyat Shema be recited with Kriyat Shema in the normal time of Tzeis HaKochavim. And that became the bracha that one recites with Kriyat Shema. The fact that it's now recited earlier... Before Tzeis HaKochavim is a question of, and when did that happen? It happened only
right.
In Europe. It didn't happen when the Jews were in northern.
I hear what you say. You're saying very well. Maybe there was never a takana because under normal situations, Birchas Kriyat Shema is sandwiched together with Kriyat Shema, and when the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema it has its own Seder HaBrachos, we don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Seder HaBrachos. You mentioned the example of what? Of Birkas HaMazon, and there are many other examples. Kiddush, there's no bracha, Birkas HaMitzvah on Kiddush, there's no Birkas HaMitzvah on Sheva Brachas, which is a chova, a special chova, Drabbanan on the Chasan, there's no Birkas HaMitzvah on Birkas HaTorah. There are many examples where when the mitzvah itself, or for example, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, which has brachas to it, we don't make a bracha, Asher Kinshanim, it's also Tzivano al Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So therefore, Ben Yonah holds that since we have, in the case of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, a Seder HaBrachos, once the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is integrated into a Seder HaBrachos, that itself alleviates us of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Excellent.
So what did Rav Amram
Gon was of the opinion that Birchas Kriyat Shema is a separate mitzvah, and therefore it really, even though we attach it to Kriyat Shema, but nevertheless it forms its own mitzvah, and his proof for that, what compels him to that conclusion, is the fact that Birchas Kriyat Shema is recited before the Zman.
It's detached from the brachas.
Right. It's detached from the mitzvah. It's detached from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me those questions.
Birchas Mozel is exactly the same as Birchas Krishma. It says in the Torah.
Yeah.
So.
It says what in the Torah?
You have to bench after.
Yes, so that's one of the two brachas Torahs.
Exactly. So then why doesn't he say?
Probably you'll see.
Why doesn't he say you should make a bracha before that? And he knows it's exactly parallel to Kriyat. In terms of it's got its own.
What are you talking about, Birchas HaMazon?
Yes.
No, that's what we said. We had. Were you here, Michael? We've discussed this at great length, you know, with the Chasdei David. You remember in the Tosefta in the fourth Perek of Brachos, that whenever you have a mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah is brachos. That's the way the mitzvah was established, with brachos. You don't add a bracha to a bracha.
So then it's not.
Were you there when we discussed? I had a whole shiur on this with Pigeon and Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kalim.
So it's not parallel to.
Well, it depends. If you view Kriyat Shema and its brachos as one entity, and as the rabbi points out very well, Rabbi Sachtowitz points out very well, that historically that's the way it was. That's the way it was fulfilled. The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema was embellished with Birchas Kriyat Shema. So we had a Seder of brachos. We're not going to make a bracha on top of all that. Okay, fine. Now, I want to ask one question here about the nature of Birchas HaTorah. Again, let's keep in mind that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we need a Birchas HaTorah on Kriyat Shema. Correct? And why? Because the entity of Kriyat Shema, as we discussed at great length, is a Chafetz Shel Torah. And it's a Torah that's special, that's miyuchedes, and it requires its own bracha. So let me ask you one question. Every birchas hamitzvah is related to a kiyum hamitzvah of, in the case of Talmud Torah, every time I recite birchas haTorah, it's related to the kiyum of Talmud Torah. But here, in the case of Avas Olam, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is the bracha related to the kiyum of Talmud Torah? Again, after all, I recited Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Correct? So I already fulfilled my mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and I already recited a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. And now we're saying that because, as we discussed at great length, Kriyat Shema is an entity of Torah, and it separates itself out under its own category, it requires a Birchas HaTorah, which is Rabba Avasolam. But what I'm thinking out loud is, and tell me if you think I'm crazy, is the bracha here on the Kiyum Mitzvah Talmud Torah? I already made a bracha on the Kiyum Mitzvah Talmud Torah. In other words, I recognize that there's a new entity called the Torah of Kriyat Shema, the Parshiyus of Kriyat Shema. It's a new entity of Torah. But as far as my mitzvah, my obligation to study Torah, I've already fulfilled my obligation to study Torah. Obviously, it's an endless mitzvah, but I have recited Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaMitzvah on my obligation to study Torah. Why does this new entity of Talmud Torah called Kriyat Shema require its own bracha? The Kiyum Talmud Torah has already been obtained. Could you imagine if a person would say, you know, I'm going to eat a kezayis matzah, I'm going to make a bracha on kezayis matzah, I fulfilled my obligation, now I'm going to eat a second kezayis matzah. So I'm going to make another bracha on the other entity of matzah. In other words, what I'm trying to argue here is I'm still very perplexed here by Rabbeinu Yonah. What is the nature of avas olam or ava rabba? Not as far as birchas kriyat shema and integrated into kabbalah olam hashmayim, but as far as its status as a birchas haTorah. How can I recite another Birchas HaTorah when I've already fulfilled my obligation of Talmud Torah? And on that fulfillment of my obligation of Talmud Torah, I already recited a bracha. So you'll tell me, well, it separates itself as a new entity of Torah. But so what? I already fulfilled my Chovas Gavra, so to speak. And therefore, what does it mean to recite another bracha? And beyond that, I mean, the whole Nusach HaBracha makes no sense. Every bracha on a Kiyum HaMitzvah formulates and expresses the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The baby has a name to it. Asher Kitshanu Tzolsev Tzivanu Al. Here's Rabbeinu Yonah with a new bracha on the entity of Torah called Kriyat Shema, which doesn't even mention Talmud Torah at all. It doesn't say Lasok B'Divrei Torah. There's no Asher Kitshanu Mitzvosov. It's a very strange bracha. So Rabosa, I want to share with you a chiddush of Reb Chaim Brisker that I heard when I was a child, and I've heard it since then many, many times. And I never really understood this Reb Chaim, but I think today I'm getting a little bit of an insight into this Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, I don't understand Birchas HaTorah at all. He says, the Gemara says in Megillah, that Hakol Olim Likros Batorah Filu Nosh. Okay, now we have a minute of Shem Kavrat Zibra. I'm not going into this. This is a, but according to Dina de Gemara, a woman can get an Aliyah. Does she make Birchas HaTorah? I assume she does. No. All right, but let's say she gets the first Aliyah. It doesn't say she gets the last Aliyah. Meaning, it, but she's not Chai. I'll tell you why she's not Chai. Because a woman is not Chai of in Talmud Torah. The Torah says, V'shinantom levanecha levanecha v'lo levnosecha. So Reb Chaim was so bothered by this question, how a woman can recite Birchas HaTorah. And he embellished this question because the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Mem Vav that a woman every morning recites the Brachon Torah, exactly as a man does. And Reb Chaim says, what's going on? A woman is not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah. Again, there are 15 answers to this question, but listen to Reb Chaim's answer. Reb Chaim says that Birchas HaTorah is a different entity unto itself. And the bracha, I forgot to tell you, I'm sorry, I backtracked for a minute. The same Shulchan Aruch who paskins that women recite Birchas HaTorah, paskins that women do not recite any brachos on any mitzvahs that they're exempt from. For example, a mitzvah say, Shazman Grav, we paskin, Laila Lavzman Tzitzis. So the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Chitzitzis that if a woman wants to wear Tzitzis Chas V'Shalom, she should make a bracha. Because a woman doesn't make a bracha on a mitzvah she's exempt from. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And that's the Sephardic minhag, a Sephardic woman. I don't know if anyone here is married to a Sephardiyah. They will not make a brach, not on Sukkah, not on Lulav, not on anything. Shofar, I'm not sure. There are different minhagim, but probably not on Shofar either. So the question, therefore, of Reb Chaim is very, very powerful. Why is it that of all the mitzvahs that a woman is exempt from, the Shulchan Aruch says there's only one mitzvah that she recites a brach on? And that's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. No, I'm talking about a mitzvah now, not Birchas HaMazon. I'm talking Birchas HaMazon, Birchas Shemach HaDoya. But there's no other mitzvah that a woman makes a bracha on, according to the Shulchan Aruch, when she's exempt from the mitzvah.
She's exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. She's not exempt
correct
from the mitzvah of Torah.
Okay, good. Rabbi, there are 1,000 answers to this question, but listen to Reb Chaim's answer. Because this I heard when I was a child, and I, frankly speaking, I never understood this Reb Chaim. But I'm beginning to get a shmeck. Maybe, you know, the Efes Katzeu, I see where Reb Chaim is driving. Zot Reb Chaim, the bracha on Torah is not a classical Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not engendered by the Chovas Gavra, and it's not recited over the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaTorah, he said, is recited, was established over the entity of Torah. He called it the Cheftza Shel Torah. And a woman has a Cheftza Shel Torah. And therefore, Reb Chaim said that it makes sense that even though the Shulchan Aruch says a woman can't recite a bracha when she has no Chovas Gavra, but nevertheless, in the case of Torah, she can recite a bracha on Torah because she has an entity of Torah, a Cheftza Shel Torah. So what does that mean? A cheftza shel Torah. But if you could fast forward Yehuda for just one moment to our Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Birchas Avas Olam, or Birchas Avarava, is a bracha on the entity of Kriyat Shema. It's not the entity of Kriyat Shema as Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. No. It's the entity of Kriyat Shema as a Cheftishal Talmud Torah. In other words, even though Torah encompasses everything, whether it be Bracious Bar Lakim, or whether it be Chassidish insight into the parasha, it doesn't matter. That's the Torah is the entire gamut. But yet there's a new entity of Torah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, called Kriyat Shema. And Kriyat Shema, insofar as its separate entity, requires its own bracha. In other words, what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that the bracha is not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He already recited a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah this morning. The bracha is not on the kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He already has a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The answer is that the bracha on this Torah is a bracha on the entity of Torah, and Kriyat Shema separates itself as a separate cheftishal Torah. So therefore, it comes out that if you take Rabbeinu Yonah together with Reb Chaim, Birchas HaTorah, whether it's on Torah in general, or whether it's on Kriyat Shema according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is not a bracha on the Chovas Gavra, it's not a bracha on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, like we recite on Lulav and Shofar and Esrog. No! It's a bracha on the entity of Torah. The entity of Torah needs a bracha. And if the entity of Torah needs a bracha, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the entity of Torah needs two brachas, because there are two distinct entities of Torah. There's the general entity of Torah, and then there's the entity of Torah of Kriyat Shema. It separates itself as a new Cheftish on Torah. It's got certain requirements, it's got to be read in a certain way, certain particular parashiyas, and those parashiyas, even though Zeshin and Vezeshinun, and if you ask me why we don't pass like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and a person is mafsik mitalmud Torah for the sake of what? Of Kriyat Shema, not like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the answer is, because yes, Zeshin and Vezeshinun, but this Shinun is a separate entity, a separate Cheftish on Torah. Haraya Rabbeinu Yonah says, it requires its own bracha. The Torah is Torah, and that bracha is a very powerful requirement, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, you were Yotzei Talmud Torah in general, but now it's Tzeis HaKochavim time, it's time to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which has two dimensions to it. Number one, it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Number two, it's reciting and creating an entity of Torah. Is therefore you require a separate bracha on the Talmud Torah, on that Cheftishal Torah of Kriyat Shema. And the fact that you recited Birchas HaTorah in the morning is not going to cover you for the Birchas HaTorah that you require on the Cheftza. And if you ask me now, why there's no Asher Kinshonu Mitzvosu V'Tzivonu in Ava Rabbah? The answer is because it's not on the Chovas Gavra of Talmud Torah. It's on the Kiyum of creating this new entity of a Cheftishal Torah, which is what? Which is Kriyas HaParshis. And you know what? They talk about Katan. And they discuss, Katan, that he gil chinuch, lo gil chinuch, when he should recite the brachas, when not recite the brachas. Can he say a bracha on matzah when he didn't reach the age for the chinuch of matzah? Very serious issues in the poskim. But I would say with regard to Talmud Torah, a katan, even if he's lo yigia l'chinuch, still could create an entity, a cheftishal Torah, and on that he can make birchas haTorah. And all the dinim that apply, that you're not allowed to, recite psukim in a beis haKnesset, in a beis haKiseh, or in a beis haMerchatz, all that is because of the entity of Torah. When a person studies Torah, even b'machshava, he goyim leiv, he creates an entity of Torah. To bring that entity of Torah into a beis haMerchatz, into a beis haKiseh, is absolutely prohibited. V'hoyim achnecha kadosh. You cannot... You yourself, when you study Torah, become a machne kodesh. You can't take that machne kodesh into a bath. Okay. Now we start a year of high going. We're only halfway through, Rabbi. So what time is it? No, I don't know how to give two shirim a week. I can't. I'm suffering from this tremendously. Okay. But that's what it is. So we have to live within the bounds.
We don't mind if we do half the share today and another half the month.
Right. But the only problem is I'm feeling the pressure, because I'll be honest with you. We are learning Masechta Brachos. I'm not learning Masechta Brachos. I'm learning Rabbeinu Yonah. And I'm very eager to do a good job on this Rabbeinu Yonah. And I see that there's so many issues here about what's Yom and what's Laila, what's Derabbanan, what's Doraisa, what's Birchas Kriyat Shema, what's Kriyat Shema, what's Kavod Sol Malchus Shemayim, what's Tefillah, what's Seis. A myriad of issues here that are so, you know, so fundamental in our lives, and I just got caught up in the whirlpool of it, and I can't extricate myself out from it. So what? That's why I wrote a note. I don't know if you happen to notice on the bottom of this page. I wrote you a note in which I wrote, "Note: you may want to prepare the Makomos for this year. That's up to you, but you should be well advised to find the time to go through Gemara, Rashi, and Tosis from the Mishnah through Daf Beis Amud Beis." Now I don't know where I can integrate that. You'll probably finish the Masechta, and I'll still be in this Rabbeinu Yonah, and it's going to be a problem over here. So what I'm suggesting is that maybe we'll give it, you know, again, I said the same thing last week, so I'm a little guilty, so don't take me, you know, Beiravon Mugbal, as they say, but we'll give it one more discussion, Emir Tzashem, but we neither on Yom Revi'i, because I'm very profoundly involved in this Rav Haigon, but just very quickly, Rav Haigon is a big mess. Rav Haigon says that you can only be Yotzei Birchas Kriyat Shema when? After Tzeis. According to Rav Haigon is basically throwing overboard every single premise that we had in all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim Pe'echot assume Birchas Kriyat Shema L'chud and Kriyat Shema Doraisa L'chud. Meaning those Rishonim who insist that Kriyat Shema Doraisa requires Tzeis, what are they going to do to justify the meaning of Beis HaKnesses? They're going to say, okay, Birchas Kriyat Shema is an entity unto itself. We're going to link it together, sew it together with Tefillah, and we're going to create Smichus Gul Tefillah. We'll have a blast over here. And then just read the Parshas after Tzeis. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah has his own kunz, and he says, wait a minute, you can't just read the Parshas, you have to add a Birchas HaTorah, and he has Avah Rabbah. And then Rav Amram God says, well, you can't just read the Parshas, you need Birchas HaMitzvah, and so forth and so on. But comes along Rav Haigon, and he says, what are you talking about? You can't be Yotzei Birchas Kriyat Shema, because Birchas Kriyat Shema is attached to Kriyat Shema, and Kriyat Shema requires Seis HaKochavim. But I don't get it, Rav Amram God. I'm in shul, I'm davening Maariv like a good boy, right, together with the Tzibur, and they're reciting Kriyat Shema. Oh, he says, you know what? Don't recite Kriyat Shema. Oh, we'll let you fake it out a little, you know, with a psicha, with a chsiva, leave out the psicha, leave out the chsiva, say the body of the text of the Rucks. I don't know what's going on over here. And then, to boot, Rav Haigon says, you know what? I have a good idea for you. You know what? I'm going to tell you to go through Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema and recite Gol Yisrael and recite Tefillah. But you're not really going to be Yotzei, the mitzvah. It's all fake. Because you're going to be davening a tefillas nedava. And then you're going to get home, start from scratch, be mekayim the mitzvah Birchas Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema, smichus gula tefillah, and tefillah with a chova, and geklipt and gebunden. And what you did in shul was all a kind of chazut panim, if I could call it that. Again, I'm being very extreme here. Obviously, we're going to come together, Mitzvah Shem, on Wednesday, and everything I just said now is sheker v'chazov. And we're going to have to make sense out of Rav Haigon. You can't leave, you know, Haigon is one of the greatest gonim that we have. Haigon, that gon. Haigon, Rav Haigon. So Mitzvah Shem, between now and Yom Revi'i, we'll try to come up with some interpretation of Haggai. Tomorrow, we learn a little bit of Pshat. We're up to Daf Hey already, so we're moving along. And we try to embellish that together. If anyone who could come, that's at 11:45 on Tuesdays and 11:15 on Thursdays. Okay, man? Sure. Well, you're right. Even Birchas HaTorah of the Olel Torah, that itself proves, Reb Chaim, that the bracha is established on the Cheftza Shel Torah, because after all, he already recited Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why is he reciting the same bracha again over Kriyas HaTorah? The answer is the bracha is on the Cheftza Shel Torah.
still we say that it's not going
to
be allowed.
And therefore, if we come back to Rabbeinu Yonah requires a separate bracha on the Heftzah Shel Torah, and once the bracha is on the Heftzah Shel Torah, there's no need for the bracha to be chal on the mitzvah. Again, even though we're talking about two different mitzvahs, we're talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in Kriyat Shema and the mitzvah of Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim in Tefillah. But once this Heft of Kriyat Shema has a bracha attached to it, and the bracha is chal on the Heft of Kriyat Shema, there's no longer any need to add another bracha to the Kiyum HaGavra. Rav Avram Gaon says, I need a bracha on the Kiyum HaGavra of Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore Shekin Shadav and Sosav and Simono Al or Likros Kriyat Shema. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah and says, no, since there was a bracha on the Heftah Shel Kriyat Shema, that's the bracha of Avarabba, of Arva Solom at night, therefore I don't add another bracha once the Heftah Shel Mitzvah has a bracha to it. And it could very well be that Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you don't make a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, Likros Kriyat Shema, because the main kiyum of Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema is the kiyum of Kabbal Sol Malchus Shamayim, and that's a kiyum Shebelev, like the mitzvah of Muna or Ava. So too Kabbal Sol Malchus Shamayim is an emotional internal mitzvah, and you don't make a bracha on an internal mitzvah, you only make a bracha on a Maisa mitzvah. That's what Maral says, Maral Miprag, that we don't make a bracha on the Haggadah on Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, because the kiyum of Sipur Yitzrayim is Chayiv Adam Liros Asatzmo, it's a kiyum Shebelev. Rav Amram Gaon holds that we make a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema. Why don't we do that in the Beis HaKnesses? Very strange. You know, only when we get home we make a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema, but in the Beis HaKnesses itself we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the answer is that apparently Birchas Kriyat Shema, when Kriyat Shema is recited together with the brachas, it's one kiyum of Kriyat Shema and Birchas Seah. It's a Seder HaBrachas, and there's no bracha, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah, and the mitzvah itself has a Seder HaBrachas to it. But here, that I recited Birchas Kriyat Shema before it says, and now I'm reciting Kriyat Shema after it says, so it now takes on its own entity as a mitzvah without Seder HaBrachos, then Hadra Kusha L'duchta, now where is my Birchas HaMitzvah? As long as I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah with the Seder HaBrachos, I can forego the Birchas HaMitzvah. But here I'm reciting Kriyat Shema after it says without Birchas Kriyat Shema, so there's no Seder HaBrachos to embellish the Kriyat Shema, it's pure Kriya, then it needs a Birchas HaMitzvah. What would be, according to Rav Amram Gaon, if for example, I was makdim on Shachar's time, I was makdim and I read Kriyat Shema without brachas, maybe I was afraid that I would miss Zman Kriyat Shema, I had to go on a trip, in such a case, would I recite a Birchas HaMitzvah? Because since the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is being fulfilled with the recitation of the parashias and they're not being embellished with brachas, there's no Seder HaBrachas, then Hadra, I have to go back to the original assumption that Kriyat Shema requires a Birchas HaMitzvah. Or maybe we can say that at night it's a little different because he already recited Birchas Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses and he hasn't yet fulfilled his chov of Kriyat Shema Dorai. So then there's a chiyuv to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah, according to Rav Amram. But in the case of the Boker, he becomes chayev to read Kriyat Shema in Birchos Seah, and therefore there was no takana of a Birchas HaMitzvah with regard to Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. And then we have the sheet of Rav Haigon, which in Yirtzeh Hashem we'll try to pick up on Wednesday.